Blog Talk Radio.
Another fine show brought to you by the Law of Attraction Radio Network. The Law of Attraction Talk Radio is the radio show that is changing the world through science and spirituality as we realize that our well-being and our happiness is through our own thoughts. The Law of Attraction Talk Radio, the Jewels.
Well, welcome to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I'm so excited. We are broadcasting live from Cyrus World. This is our first time of doing it, and we've got people standing around. It is going to be very exciting because we're getting the tour from a master builder and creator of Cyrus World, Cianne, who's going to be taking us to all of these fantastic places. We're just going to teleport. So stick with us. We're going to have a wonderful time tonight. And then immediately following this show, we are going to be having a party. And we're going to just have the time of our lives. We're going to take hot air balloon rides. We're going to take racing boats, we're going to take cars, we're going to take flying saucers, we're just going to learn how to fly and do everything. I'll tell you, we're just going to have a wonderful time. And there I see Cianne is trying to get in, and this is so much fun because we really don't know what we're doing here. We're going to have a great old time tonight. But the call number, if you want to call in and talk to us while you're in Cyrus World, you don't even have to be in Cyrus World. If you got some questions on how to be in Cyrus World, I have the number here. It is area code 718-508-9405. That is 718. I'm going to put it into the chat room. 508-9405. Oops, and it didn't work. So you know what? It's kind of hard for me to do about 10 things at once, but I am having the time of my life. So if you get into Cyrus World, you remember you have to do a download. And after you put in the download, you come in and you're dressed up kind of as a tourist. And when you, you'll see the land of the law of attraction, and just click on that and it will take you on over and you'll see a bunch of us standing around and talking. There's a stage that's sitting out on the water. It's absolutely beautiful. And behind us is a beautiful tropical mountain with the waterfalls. We got palm trees all over. And then right next to us is this beautiful, beautiful University of Attraction, where many of you are going to be taking classes here. We've got so many things to show you, so stick with us. And while we're waiting for people to kind of come into the door, slowly but surely, we've got people coming in here. Let me go ahead and do the commercials. Here we go.
Come aboard. Join us for a very exciting and transformative experience on Law of Attraction Radio Network's Cruise to Transformation. All of our talk show hosts are inviting you to their workshops aboard Carnival Cruise Lines out of the Port of San Diego to Ensenada, located in Baja California. Three glorious nights aboard the cruise ship Elation as we depart on November 6, 2009. We will mix and mingle and learn together as our team of experts set out to take you on a mystical journey of transformation. You will understand how truly magnificent you are as you discover the awesome power of your connection to the field through sheer joy. We want you to come because through you, this knowledge will ripple out to the world. The entire three-day cruise is so affordable, you can even request payments. Contact your favorite host and tell them to sign me up. Sign up today to reserve your spot. It's easy and affordable because it's how we're going to change the world through knowledge, joy, and pure excitement. So come along, join us as we learn, play, form deep new friendships, and become transformed. For more information, go to loaradionetwork.com. That's loaradionetwork.com. See you aboard the Elation on November 6th. Access your forgotten abilities to create a happy and joyful life that is filled with abundance through the Law of Attraction Radio Network. Listen to shows that will inspire and uplift your consciousness, required to fulfill your desires by downloading your favorite shows to your MP3 player. Join us at loaradionetwork.com. That's loaradionetwork.com.
Okay, we are back, and it looks like we have Cian on the line. Are you there, Cian? No? Area code 352? No? Well, okay. If she's on the air, I can't hear her. There we go. Here, I hear a laughter in the background. Who is it?
It's Cian.
Oh, there you go. Okay, you keep on cutting in and out. Okay, there we go. Hi, how are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
Oh, I am so excited to be here and on live. I can't believe it. This is a dream come true for me.
I know. Me too. And gosh, you're one of my favorite people to talk to. It's just a fantastic day all around.
Yes. And just so that I can tell everyone what we're looking at here in Cyrus World, we're looking at the beach. We see a vortex. We've got a beautiful stage that's right on the water. I'm standing on sand, and we're looking at directly this whale fountain behind or right before beautiful mountains with a waterfall. It's just great. And then in the background is the beautiful building that Cian built. It's called the University of Attraction.
Yes. I just love it here. Isn't it fantastic?
Yeah.
Isn't this a great place to anchor your point of attraction in some good feeling? And I put some new resources up by the front, too, for those just entering. There's your resource page and some PDFs. So every day, something else, something magical is popping up.
Absolutely. And I see that, Cian, I see some people that Ava wants to know, how do they hear the show? So perhaps you can send them a chat and let them know what to click on so that they can hear us.
Very
great. Okay.
Me.
Perfect.
Isn't that easy? Communicate.
Or else they could just click that sign over there, too, that sign that you put up.
Which sign?
Right behind on the stage that has the Law of Attraction. They can just click on that, and it will bring up that window, won't it?
Yes, it will. And also we have some signs prepared because we'll be teleporting around and seeing some new things today.
Yeah, great, yeah. And there's Patrick in there, one of my favorite friends in there is Patrick. We've got Lisa, who is, you know, I got to tell you the story about Lisa.
Tell me.
She is actually the cruise assistant. I met her in Cyrus World about 5 months ago. And, you know, she was looking for the job, and we were talking, and here it comes. I hired her for the cruise, and she is working and organizing the cruise, and she is doing wonderful.
So magically, the person that's exactly right for you and what you need comes walking up and says hello.
Exactly. And she came into Cyrus World because she was looking. She knew that she had to manifest a job. So I said, well, you know what you need to do is sit behind a desk and just feel the desk just like you are
right.
there working.
Exactly.
And, you know, she did, and guess what happened?
And
little
there,
did I know at the time that we were going to have a cruise.
Little did you know it was going to be you providing that job. But she sat at the desk, and while she was sitting in the desk, she was a vibrational match to sitting at a desk. And so and then it just works. It really
That's
does.
Exactly right. And Sian, when you are the master builder and creator of Cyrus World, and Cyrus World is create your reality experience self. So what makes you, what made you think about the creation point of this? Give us the scoop on how it all came to be.
Well, I don't want to date myself, but back in the day, I started being interested in psychic development and channeling and just new ideas, and I started to take classes. And in these classes, they showed me a movie called What the Bleep Do We Know? And I watched it. I was excited about the ideas, and I went to their website, and What the Bleep had a What the Bleep Pavilion in Peace City, a gathering place for people passionate about a new topic. When they looked around them in the room, they couldn't find anybody to talk about it with, but they could globally come together in this one place. This was before I was a member of Cyrus, but I always knew that I was going to create something like that, and so I waited for it to turn up. And then I met my friends who created Cyrus, Chris and Jane. The company's Belgium-based, and self-development was on many platforms, coaching. They do biofeedback and hemisync and a cafe, and they have meetings. And here globally, we can do the same thing. We have HeartMath coming in. The HeartMath Institute's half built already. I don't have a teleport there because it's not ready. But when we're finding ourselves unable to talk about things we're passionate about with the people around us, yet there's such interesting ideas, we know we create our reality, but the person next to us on the couch doesn't. Where can we come together? And that's what we wanted to create, this place supportive of everyone who's experiencing the shift, who wants to talk about it or offer something. And that's how it started.
And it's great. And I don't know if you probably did realize this, but what I have discovered since being in Cyrus World is that there is scientific documentation that when we are in there, our mind kind of merges with our avatar or our body that we create, and that we begin to identify with this body. Now, that's really something because we can feel. And as a matter of fact, when I came into Cyrus World, I created this phenomenal body. I'm not ashamed of it. I'm very, very proud of it. Look at my body. I look hot. So, but since I did that, I have literally been motivated to lose weight. So I've lost 30 pounds because I emotionally identify with my body. Now, it's not to say that the weight has melted off. I've had to reduce and I've had to do things, but it's like, it was no effort. It was very easy because I'm identifying with this person.
Right. Well,
and I love it.
Thanks, Bernice. Very well done. And yes, when we're in the feeling place of having our desires, we're matched to having our desires. And while we're feeling great, the universe already knows our desire. We just have to be in that feeling place more often than not of having it. And then it brings in the circumstances that allows it to happen. And you want to use any excuse to help it happen. And if being in that avatar helps, or sitting and doing a meditation, or just getting off the topics of things that don't feel good helps, whatever helps. And for you, that was perfect.
Right. And with you, I mean, you are constantly in here building. You're the artist. I mean, the magnificence of it all, you and David, I mean, building a hot air balloon, building the University of Attraction, I mean, my goodness. Now, what has manifested in your life because of what you have built creatively in Cyrus World?
Well, first, let's talk about people. I manifested David in France, who with all his excitement and passion comes in and helps me to do this building. Jules, I manifested our friendship.
Absolutely.
Yes, and for me, I love building. I'm not great at drawing, or I can sing a little bit, but it's my creative outlet. It's a passion, and as long as I am being creative, I'm in this really great place of pulling power. And so I keep thinking I'm going to be done, and I've learned you're never done. I guess we know that. It never gets done. I was building in Peace City and enjoying that when I met in Belgium, the group that I was become one of three. And it's sort of amazing because I remember being on a mountaintop in North Carolina with a donkey out the window, 20 acres of land. You had to go 25 miles to get to a gas station, yet I had manufactured, I had created these incredible relationships with the most interesting people I could ever hope to meet simply through these platforms. And I can't think of anything more magical. Just offering a thought to somebody far away that changes their life. What can get better?
Well, what's so magical is that you know and you have good friends in other countries. Otherwise, I wouldn't, just to know David in France or Jane in Belgium and to talk to you and in the internet, I mean, and actually hold conversations with people. Now, David, it's what, 2 or 4 o'clock in the morning in France, but my goodness, this is exciting. We could actually watch something, and he's building and designing a motorcycle here, and we're talking away. It's amazing the close friendships that we can develop.
And he would be here, except one of our Cyrus friends has flown over to have their holiday with him. And so two of our best friends aren't here, but how did that happen? It's just the magic of this environment. Because there's no walls. You just let your heart open and your heart shine, and you're seen for your true essence instead of, you know, your age or how much money you have or any of those things that seem to divide us as we're going through our day-to-day five-sense reality. None of that's here, and honestly, it's not a divider here no matter what. And it's so magical to be with David. I'm learning to talk French from him. As I say, before in the morning, he's up. It's 9 in the morning. He's been up all night building. I think, wow, this is just so exciting to be in this time and place where this is available.
And you know what? You really do feel, and this is exactly what Abraham Hicks and all of the Law of Attraction people say, you need to feel that you can accomplish anything. In Cyrus World, you feel unlimited. By golly, I'm looking at Ava. She's walking in the sky right now. She's flying, you know. She's unlimited. There's nothing here that stops us from achieving what we want, from feeling. You know me. I get on top of that waterfall, that rock up there, and I just jump off, and my gosh, I can feel the adrenaline just like I'm falling.
It's wee. But
yeah.
Honestly, when you have some contrast born in your day, and that has some pulling power, and when you're here and you're believing in what you prefer, and you're just 100% allowing. That,
exactly.
Because you can do anything. You know you can do anything. And that really progresses your manifesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in the fact that that's what's so neat about building, too. If you have a plot of land, like people can lease a plot of land from you, and that they can build their own mansion or their own place. Like we put the University of Attraction here, but they could put their own thing. They can design it. And it starts manifesting because they're identifying with that desire for that beautiful place of work or a beautiful home to live in. My goodness, there's everything. What I really like about it is that there's speedboats here, there's fast cars here, there's jet skis here. See, this is really, really neat because I can come here after a stressful day and just get on that jet ski and ride. And even more so, you put those dolphins out in the water. I have always wanted to swim with the dolphins, and I can do it right now.
Yeah. When you get on that speedboat, it really feels like you're on a speedboat. And there's no effort. You just have to sit down at your computer. You don't have to pack a lunch and rent a boat to have your boat experience. The same with swimming. The same with just standing on the beach and listening to the waves with the dolphins and the shells around you and hearing it and experiencing it like you're there, that it just washes all of the stress of the day. We all have to go to work. We all have to be places we don't want to be, and we're kind of feeling rotten because we're freedom-seeking beings. And when we have that, it balances out our point of attraction. If you can create exactly what you want, you can build a castle, or you can build an Art Deco house or anything. There's mountains and there's islands and there's beachfront. It puts you in that feeling place again, and it balances up. All we really want to do for our point of attraction, the most important thing, is that the majority of our time is spent feeling in that good feeling place, 51%, and being in hopeful expectation and flowing that. And when we've got 51% on the other side, it's a little frustrating. We're not seeing the manifestations. So what better tool than to be in that feeling place? Because you don't have to pretend. You can leave. If there's people in the house that are negative, you can just leave, come to your computer, and you're immersed. It's an immersion, and it's like a shortcut. It's a shortcut.
Yeah.
Thing. Yeah, it's so useful. Very often people say, I can't feel good because it's so negative out there. Well,
but here it's all positive.
Yes. Oh, everyone here is on a joy quest. They want to feel good. They want you to feel good. They want to support your dreams. They want to be excited about it. They want you to tell them all about it, and they want to tell you all about it. It's just a supportive environment that's truly loving. There's no fluff or phoniness. They truly love. And I don't know of another place like it.
I don't either.
It's heaven.
Yeah. This is heaven right here. Cianne, I want to let everybody know that we're having a party right after this where we can we're going to get on Skype because we can talk back and forth on Skype. Everybody can join in. And you have some prizes, don't you?
I do. What we're going to be doing is everyone that logs into the world, the system knows them, and it's going to be a random draw for 7 people to have free citizenship for a year. And then of the 7 people, 1 is going to win their own land to create their dreams on.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. How exciting.
And then either I or David will be teaching them how to build as long as it takes, and there's tools to use. But full support, nothing to be afraid of, nothing to fear. We're here to teach you, and it's easy and fun, and gosh, so creative. So, yes, we're going to start handing those out in half an hour.
Great. Hey, let's take a little tour here. What can we go see? I would love, how about the Taj Mahal, as I call it? Can we go there?
It's my favorite new place, and I could not sort out how to find the time to get it built. And this is when I realized that I was really manifesting well. David came to me, and he was still a citizen not building. He said, can I build something for you? And I gave him this project. He was terrified. And now we have this beautiful library. There is a sign for everyone to click, and I will put some text in. And we're on our way.
Okay, so where that's to the Palace Library. So everybody walk closer to it and just click on the teleport and we're going to be off. Good. Here we
Well,
are.
it's
Oops,
really
I'm
easy.
there.
Me
Ooh, I, ooh, ooh,
That'd be
we
terrible.
landed in each other. Okay.
It's really easy to move around here. Very convenient teleport set all over. Shortcuts to fly you wherever you want to go. And here we are. This is David's creation. I wanted it for so long and kept putting it off. And it is magical. He has flying books in here. And we're going to be offering, as we move forward, as many complimentary PDF books as we can find. And they'll be available for download here. And
You know,
if
truly, this is the Taj Mahal. It is beautiful, and I got to explain it to people. It's about, oh gosh, maybe four stories high. It's got a couple, four towers at the top, a huge glass dome, and it's just like the Taj Mahal with balconies and stairs. There's Patrick walking up right behind me, and there's a pool in there, and if you go in, I like to fly in personally.
I'm so lazy. I just fly everywhere now.
So you fly in, there's a swimming pool there, but it is so gorgeous inside.
Yes, it
But the
is
blue
so
tile is outstanding. I mean,
isn't it?
the way he did this. And all you have to do to get into the door is just click on it and the door opens. There goes Patrick right in. And
I'm
we're
looking forward to
greeted
your
by this
cousin.
beautiful piano sitting here with a guitar. Oh my goodness, statues. It's just gorgeous. Go ahead, Sian.
Who doesn't want to be here in the blink of an eye? Wouldn't I love to get on the Orient Express or fly to Asia or anything to see this majestic magnificence? But I've got to be somewhere in the morning. So feels like I'm actually there.
Oh, I
On
know.
the terraces, because Steve loves art, he has put some pieces that are half painted of the scenes around us and has been painting them, changing the pictures out. There's something to
Really?
discover around every corner. You can sit on these seats. I can't. I get speechless because it's so beautiful, and you can actually swim in this pool.
Yeah, you walk out the door and you swim, and here I'm underwater and I'm still talking and breathing. Isn't this cool?
I know.
You see
Oh,
how unlimited you are?
I've
Oh,
always
there we go.
I want to say that there are these beautiful environments, and we invite everyone to bring their groups here to. It's fully supported. There's no fees involved. If you'd like to start a group, if you're passionate on a subject, all of these environments are available to you to have your groups meet, and we'll even custom design something for you to make it more suitable. And use them for the beautiful atmosphere that will create the sort of mood that you want to facilitate the discussion. Some discussions are pretty deep. We have the Lucid Dreaming Palace because that's a deep subject. I had a lucid dream last night and I'm still confused about it.
Really?
It really helps me. Since I've been here, the feeling of flying has really helped with dream work. If anybody's interested in dream work, if you want to fly in your dream, you have this practice of flying here and it feels like second nature. It just opens up and expands your awareness on so many things. It's a tool for just opening up to more.
Absolutely. And you know what I've noticed too since
What?
being in here is that, I'll be on the freeway and I'm driving somewhere and I'll see a building that reminds me of something in Cyrus World and it's like, oh yeah, I've been there yesterday. It's so funny. It's like I'm really kind of merging with this virtual world in my everyday life. It just feels so normal. It feels wonderful. So I can truly take all of these feelings of peace and beauty with me every single day. And then then when I'm away from it, I just want to get back into it, get back here and feel the bliss. This is the place where we need to be to create in that peaceful, beautiful, luxurious state. And here I am standing on the balcony right now, looking out to the ocean and seeing these beautiful pink trees.
And I joined you.
Yeah, it's a beautiful view. And all you can feel here is peace and luxury. And that's what we're supposed to be feeling.
Oh, yeah. We're supposed to be feeling good. Things are supposed to be easy for us to manifest. It's the whole point. That's why we're here. And then in our day-to-day, we get sidetracked by, we can't see the forest for the trees. I call them twigs. I get distracted by this twig or that twig. But if I balance it out by taking 15, 20 minutes and standing at the water, we have some meditations. We have meditation on peace. We have other music meditations. 15 minutes can shift your day, even 10 or 5. Just feeling good and washing that all away.
Absolutely.
We don't always have the ideal environment we want around us. And we have to feel good to get there. We can't wait till we get there to feel good. Well, it's like the donkey and the carrot. We never reach it. We've got to feel good before and get rid of sloppy thinking. And
sloppy thinking, yes.
Oh, yeah. I'm guilty. Listen. But if we can think deliberately and feel deliberately, again, 51. Imagine if 95% of the day you could. Imagine.
Oh, yeah. And I just want to tell everybody again, this is the perfect place. If you belong to a meetup group, and I know those meetup groups, it's real hard for a lot of people to get there after work or whatever and the traffic. This is the perfect place to have a meeting because you come in here and you're mixing and mingling with people. You're talking. You could be on Skype. You can have teleconferences here. You can talk and still socialize. And this is really, really something. You're not alone here. You can do anything. And there's no charge to using like this beautiful Taj Mahal. I'm sorry, I call it Taj Mahal, but it's a beautiful library to come in here and meet. There's so many things. And also, you know what's really special about this?
What?
If a person happens to be what they consider to be not normal, perhaps they are obese, or perhaps they are missing a limb, or they really want to feel normal because you're here with everything. You can come in and again begin to get into that healing mode where you identify with this body and you become the person that you've always wanted to be. This is the best medicine, and that's why medical and psychologists are using virtual worlds for post-traumatic syndrome, for the healing of cancers, for people who are burned. It's really incredible that this is the wave of the future, isn't it?
Absolutely. And you have posted a lot of great information on that on the website. If you'd like to talk about what the address is, I snuck over there and read a lot of it. It's really fascinating because we feel the immersion in these environments or it's just like having the real experience. And that's so incredibly useful for all of those things. First of all, if you're looking at what is all the time and you are obese, or you don't have a leg, or you're in a wheelchair and you're so looking at what is, and people say it's hard, I can't feel good because I have this limitation, and oh, having a limitation feels rotten, or a perceived limitation. Those feelings are gone and when immersed, because you can fly, you can move, you can teleport anywhere, you can create your identity as you want it to be, and the longer you're feeling that, the more it will come to you.
Absolutely.
virtual reality is going to be the new fourth wall of our day-to-day experience as we move forward. Probably, I think, in about 3 or 4 more years is when they're predicting that it will be the top way that people interact. People make their phone calls. They don't need to use their phone. It's just the internet. It's free. It will just take its place in so many aspects, including scientific studies and ways to really change lives. Those studies about post-traumatic stress disorder are very impressive, very effective, and I can't wait to see the next news that comes from these same scientists.
And, you know, there's also, I know that we want to teleport to possibly the main gate right now, but I did want to tell everybody that here in Cyrus World, there is, what would you call it, a mall? It's a building in which you can advertise your wares. You know, if you have CDs or if you have products, you could actually put it in there so that people can come and buy. And what you'll see in the future is this is the new way of shopping. This is the new way of doing business. You come into a community and or you come in and you buy actual things. You know, in Peace City, they have the Target over there.
They do. They have McDonald's. You can order a pizza. You can contact your local Papa John's. Yes. It's so simple. It's like a bazaar or a convention center. You can get a booth of different sizes. Fill it. Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. And you can fill it with your videos, your links to right to your shop. I guess that's call waiting. Sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
And you can offer links to your website, to your shopping cart, put up your pictures, put up your videos, and in a very real way that people feel like they're in your store. You can get a lot of them in a very short area. And sure, everyone's welcome to advertise there. It's like sort of a hub for Law of Attraction community and other services that stem off of that, you know, hypnosis, anything you could think of that has to do with feeling good, you know, your clothes. Doesn't the nice fluffy blanket make a difference in the way you're feeling? All of these things that will contribute to making you feel good are welcome, just about everything. So.
Yeah, I know. I've got to put my hypnosis CDs on there as well. But, you know, this, can you imagine, just, I keep on saying this, in this, and I want to remind everyone that they can come in and advertise their stuff in these malls in the virtual world. And you could do it for Christmas. Can you imagine people coming in and seeing this? And you might not see a lot of people around, but the place is so big, they're there. And they keep on walking through. It's really amazing. You may not see anyone, but they're there.
There's an entire universe. Cyrus is a sister city to many other worlds in this universe. And you have access to all of it, really. And as a citizen, you can take part in all of it. But everyone's not in the same place at the same time. For Christmas, I'm going to decorate and add snow and get that real Christmassy feeling around the
world. Oh, wow.
I know. I can't wait. And,
I can't wait, too.
Yes, and it's there 24/7 because we're a worldwide community. When we're sleeping, people are still visiting from the other side of the world, from Singapore, from Europe, and just from everywhere, from Australia.
Well, and Patrick's from, was it Argentina, Patrick? Are you there? He's around somewhere from Argentina. I believe he is.
He's from Argentina. And isn't that
nice?
But he's right here next to us. We can chit chat.
Yeah. He's distracted. He's not talking to us. But in any case,
Oh,
Argentina. I was right. All right, Patrick's Argentina.
Okay.
So they're all over, but Argentina happens to be on our time zone in California, so that's how come I get to see Patrick a lot.
Oh, really? He says,
yeah.
PA, Buenos Aires.
Yeah, that's where he is.
Yeah.
So, So if you have stuff, I want to let all the listeners know, come in, start getting familiar, bring your products in and start airing here. Also want to mention that if people want to start teaching at the University of Traction, all you have to do is come and talk to me. You can hold classes, bring people here and have a class. You can charge, you can do anything, but bring people here and give them the reason and the understanding on how to create. This is creating a place where you can socialize. It's just not go-to meeting. You're actually able to have personal relationships. So, Cianne, there's two wonderful people who got married in Peace City. Tell us about that story. I love this.
Oh, I do love this story because I like to feel I had a little part in it. My friend Ja lived in Hungary, and she and I were in charge of tourism for Peace City, and we would give the tours and offer classes. And in comes along this gentleman from Canada. He says, I want to do something. He's a professor. And I said, okay, come work with me. And he met Ja. Well, I don't know, I blinked, and they were in love. And he started going over there, and after a couple of years, it was pretty clear they wanted to spend their life together. And just recently, flew over to Hungary again. This was long distance for a couple of years. Flew to Hungary, they got married, and now they're living together in Canada. And I thought, well, what if I told them I didn't have a position for it? They would have never met. Can you imagine? And we're like all a little piece of a chain of events in everybody's life here. And
yeah,
the law of attraction, one or two things you can do can actually domino into great change for others.
Absolutely. It raises your vibration.
Yes. So that. They're happily married now, and we have all their pictures in the Citizen Gallery. It's just amazing to me. And again, they aren't here because they're together in France. How did that happen?
I know. It's wonderful. Love stories do occur, and I know people come in here because they're lonely, and what happens? They find somebody. Of course, they're in another part of the world, but that even makes it even more exciting. Cianne, let's go to the main gate so that we can show everybody the main gate.
You betcha. Let's go.
Okay. I'm already there.
Yep. Wow, we got here at the same time. I would say they're not particularly lonely, but they're looking around them and not seeing the person exactly right for them. Because once you know you create your world, once you accept it and understand it, a lot of the population is no longer eligible.
Yeah.
Because you want to be around people who understand that. And so you were looking for the place where people are on a joy path, for friendships, for relationships, for doing business. I want to be in business with positive people who know that we're deliberately creating the results that we get through our thoughts.
Right, right.
There are people here.
There are people here. And I want to say hi to Daisy. Oh, my goodness, Daisy, it's so wonderful that you're here. Daisy's going on the cruise. Matter of fact, she's bringing her entire family on a cruise.
That's so exciting. That's going
I know. And we met here. We met in Cyrus World, and she's just, I just love this lady. But, Cianne, now that we're at the front gate, oh, there's so much to see. There's ships here. There's this beautiful Chinese ship. I think they call it a junk. I'm not sure. But it is all lit up. Is it a junk?
It is.
I went into the ship the other day with Patrick, as a matter of fact, and we went down to the very bottom, and there's these barrels in there, and then on top of the water are these slings that people sleep in. This is incredible.
Yes, It is. It's immersive, and it's magical because we have some lights dancing. We have the sound of the ocean, and we have several meditations that we've offered here. All the way down, we have some arches that are in a solitary area where you can just be and not be distracted.
Oh, I got to tell you, the other day I was in there, and I was listening to the meditation, looking out and watching the dolphins. And tears just came to my eyes. It was so beautiful, so serene. I just, that was, that made my entire day. I just was, couldn't, I was so appreciative that, my God, how blessed I am to have this place around here.
Thank you. You know, I build in the wee hours here when I'm least likely to be disturbed. I get in sort of a trance, and I don't stop. It's like I'm connected to Source when I'm building, and it builds itself. And I wake up the next morning, and I look, and I say, oh, what's that? And I know that I don't remember building that, but it's I'm creating these environments in this place of connection to Source, and it's just turning out that by doing so, I'm creating something that will bring tears to your eyes and really impact your feeling place. It's like condensed between the immersion and the environment. You are getting this condensed, different shift in your feeling that I hope, and you can tell us if you experience, sort of lasts for the next few hours into the rest segment of your day, as you're segment intending.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you and David, you built this entrance so much. I'm trying to get into the hot air balloon here. There I am. Now I'm in the hot air balloon, and I'm on my way. I am flying over, so now I can see everybody.
Yeah. The hot air balloon goes by itself, so you can just enjoy the view. And you don't even have to work.
Yeah, it just takes off. And if you really want a thrill, you do some bungee jumping, which I've done. I'm going, woo!
Yes.
But as I'm looking down, I'm seeing some cars. They look like MGBs and some motorcycles. I'm seeing all these games that David made that you can fly through these hoops. You can sit in chairs. You can open doors. You can learn how to fly. Boy, this is so impressive. It really teaches you the basics of what where you're going. I mean, how to get around in Cyrus. It's so easy.
Thank you. Yes, that was his mission. And because he's so magical, he added all these elements in there. He couldn't do like a straightforward tutorial. He had to add moving things and games, and you can click on the frog and be the frog and learn how to jump. And he also integrated some learning about building as well. So it's sort of a comprehensive tutorial that you can move at your own pace. But of course, there's other things around. You can click on a sign for help with your avatars. You can watch a video on learning how to customize your avatar. You can see a fax for learning to move. And I hopefully there's a resource for any question you might have. And if there's not, there's my email address. And it's on signs all over the place. And it's Cyann, Cann, @cyrusworld.com. And any question at all, I'll always send a speedy reply. I'm eager to answer your questions.
Oh, yeah. Oh, gosh. I am having now, look at, I'm way over the ships now. Does everybody see me flying in this? I just love it. I'm in this hot air balloon.
Is that not fun or what? Or you can sit on one of these cars and you are in a vroom, vroom sound and start, and you can drive on the roads here. Which are all sandy. We don't have regular roads. This is an island. And just, you can go at high speed. It really feels like you're in a racing car.
Well, yeah, it's magnificent. But you can see all of these beautiful mountains and everything, and I'm trying to jump out of here. I want a bungee jump. I can be a daredevil here.
Yes, but you can.
Anyway.
Yeah. And there's bicycles and lots of information in this area. Games, information, and resources, and lots of things to download. There's a PDX center up here where there's downloads about EFT or some resources, like we have a Bank of the Universe check, different things that you can use to help you to cement that vibrational feeling place throughout your day, and user guides, things like that. Oh, and some documents from HeartMath, really interesting and helpful. So come, they're all free, enjoy them and save them on your computer.
And that's a thing, you know, you can come in, people can come into Cyrus, they can get their avatars, they can design, they can put lipstick on, they can make it really macho, or they could be bald too. And they can do that for free. The only thing with a membership, which you get is, explain what you get with a membership.
With the membership, you receive a few extra features. You can reserve your name. So when a Taurus logs out, their name becomes part of the pool again. You reserve your name, so it's just for your use. You can maintain a contact list, because now you have an account, and the program remembers all of your data. With your contact list, you can teleport to your friends' locations. We can keep friends. Teleport to their locations, invite them to join you, and send them our email messages, which are called teleplans. You also are entitled to learn how to build, and you can have your own property, which you purchase. And you're also entitled to hold events of up to 1,000 people for free. You'll have full support for that. So you don't have to own your own land to have your events. We'll find you a venue that will support your site, either in Cyrus or one of the many other beautiful places in Peace City, and our team will support whatever your needs are.
And so come on in. And, you know, and the membership is just hardly anything anyway. I mean, I think it's, what, $7.99 a month.
Or if you get a whole year, you get 2 months free, $79.99.
Oh, wow, that's really good. But again, you don't have to be a member.
Uh-huh.
Come in and play.
It's
you know,
true.
You can. You can come in and take the motorboats. You can click on a car. I'm in the pink MGB right now. You can click on the car.
For you.
Yeah,
right.
I love those pink ones.
You can go to the music center, the Music Plaza, experience some of the wonderful music that's there. We have an orb garden. We have loads of beaches, places to explore. There's a ton of things to do. And if you just want to get away from what is and into the feeling place of where you want it to be it on a beach or some solitude from everyone in your house, or just to talk to someone who's on a joy quest like you are, come in. You're always welcome to do that as a Taurus, just whatever feature is available to you. And then in time, if you'd like to build your house or build your dreams, we'd love to have you as a citizen, but you're always welcome as a Taurus, and there's lots to do.
A lot. Yeah.
I'm still
just doing
these things after 4 years.
I mean, really, I mean, there's new things. I mean, there wasn't all of the games. Patrick made a card game down here, which is a blast.
Mm-hmm.
I was playing with it the other day.
You came in and you said, where's that mountain?
Yeah.
Isn't there a mountain here?
I looked around and I'm going, oh, wait a minute, I'm lost here. And then I, Sam, what'd you do with that mountain? I'm going, oh, my God, she can move mountains.
And made a playland. Because I create my reality in-world, all of it, on every level. And there, we were so inspired by your having this show that we're building. We didn't sleep. We've been making games for people to enjoy for weeks solid. please come in and enjoy them. There's so much to do and learn. And if there's anything anybody wants or suggests, we're so open to making this community as much as the community wants it to be. Please say, we'd love to see this. We're not seeing it, and we'll make it happen. It's here for you. So tell us what you want, and we'll do our best to be of service.
And this is Sunit. I'm playing this card game, and he just hit this button, and it's like a huge, huge game that's, you know, like 30 feet, but you can play these different cards. It's like concentration.
Yeah.
It is a blast, this whole place.
When you find the Queen of Hearts, hearts fall, rain down from the sky on you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't know that. Oh, good. I'm going to have to play that more. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Fabulous.
So, yeah.
This has been so much fun. And so what do you think about the future, Sian? What do we anticipate for the future besides thousands and thousands and thousands of people coming in here? What do you think? What are your dreams?
Are there any limits? I always dream
bigger
today than I dreamed yesterday. From today, I can't even imagine what's going to be afterwards. I haven't gotten to that place where I can dream as big. Our dream is that we're of the service that we intended to be when we created this place. And so as people put their ideas in, as people start, as it becomes a co-creation, some people who want to facilitate events, every new idea is going to make our intention bigger and bigger and bigger. And our dream is that we are helping to support the shift. And that's what I expect. We're moving forward every day, becomes more exciting. So let's be a family and do it together and support each other. And we invite everyone to come in.
Exactly. Come in and create.
Yes.
Get into that good place.
Yes.
Get into that really good place to feel and just start creating and meditate. And there's a whole bunch of places to meditate. You can go up to the mountains and sing your heart out, and nobody will hear you. You can just do anything. You can be, do, have anything in the world here. That in your own world, and then let it create and manifest into the physical world, and it will. It truly will.
Exactly. Managing our point of attraction is just one of the most selfishly wonderful things we can do for us and those around us. And if we see it happen, it will just become more exciting and charge us up to do it even more and even more. If we need a little help in the beginning to find that feeling place, that great point of attraction in our day-to-day lives, this is one of the best tools you can hope for. It's absolutely free, and we're here to be of service. Let us know what we can do for you.
And there's one thing. We've got one more minute left, but I also want to remind people that if you want to, we have Abraham Hicks teachings all over. Matter of fact, you can click on something and you'll get a rampage of appreciation. You can you can hear the teachings of Abraham Hicks. This is what it's all about. This Abraham Hicks is within here. You can feel the joy and everything they teach within Cyrus world.
Cyprus is nice too.
Yeah, right.
We have Abraham Hicks Pavilion, and I used to feel Abraham Hicks with me while I would make my Abraham Hicks videos. I'll make it very short, but I have an Abraham Hicks channel on YouTube, and the more I align with Abraham and feeling their intentions and what their hopes, whatever I could channel from them, elements of Abraham came in here, and the more it did, the more exciting people came in here. And so there's an Abraham Pavilion, and even just here at the entrance, you can listen to a wonderful rampage by just clicking and downloading it. Well, you know, I could talk all day.
I know, but we've got the party yet to begin, so here we go. And just come and join us. Well, we've got another hour that we're going to party here, so come on, let's do it. Learn together. And thank you, Cianne, for your magnificent world that you've created for all of us to enjoy.
Thank you, Jules, and thank you for inviting me on today. It's such a thrill to be here. Thanks.
Great. And to all of our wonderful listeners, we'll talk to you next week. Good night.
Good night.
Thank you for joining us on Law of Attraction Talk Radio with Jules. For more information, go to Law of Attraction Radio Network at lawofattracttalkradio.com or lawofattractiontools.com.